Welcome to Oriole Park at Camden Yards in Baltimore, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ray Durham. Batting second. The shortstop, Craig Wilson. Batting third. The DH, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Maglio Ordonez. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Paul Konerko. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Chris Singleton. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Carlos Lee. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Greg Norton. Batting ninth. The catcher, Mark Johnson. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Mike Sirotka. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Brady Anderson. Batting second. The shortstop, Mike Bordick. Batting third. The left fielder, B.J. Surhoff. Batting fourth. The DH, Albert Bell. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jeff Conine. Batting sixth. The catcher, Charles Johnson. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Rich Amaral. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Ryan Miner. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Jeff Rabule. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Sidney Ponson. And now, play ball. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Durham hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Craig Wilson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ponson fields it and throws to first for the out. Durham moves to second. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ordonez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick fields it and throws to second for the out. Durham moves to third. Two outs. Paul Konerko batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Konerko hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 3-0 White Sox. Chris Singleton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Singleton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Anderson hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, White Sox. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Bordick hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. B.J. Surhoff batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Surhoff hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Bordick moves to second. Albert Bell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Bell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bordick moves to third. Surhoff moves to second. Jeff Conine is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Conine hits a line drive into left field. Lee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bordick tags and scores. One out. It's 3-2, White Sox. Charles Johnson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Surhoff scores. Bell moves to second. It's White Sox, 3, Orioles, 3. Rich Amaral is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Amaral hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Durham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ryan Minor is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Minor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Norton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos Lee is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lee hits a fly ball into right field. Amaral settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Norton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Norton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Conine scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Norton for the out. Two outs. Mark Johnson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Jeff Rabule is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Rabule strikes out. One out. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Anderson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wilson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Bordick is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bordick hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Surhoff is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Surhoff hits a line drive into center field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Durham is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rabule scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Craig Wilson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson hits a fly ball into right field. Amaral settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Thomas is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Thomas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jeff Conine is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Conine is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Conine hits a ball on the ground towards third. Norton fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Charles Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Rich Amaral is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Amaral is 0-for-1 in the game. Amaral hits a ball on the ground towards third. Norton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Ordonez is 0-for-1 in the game. Ordonez hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Konerko is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Konerko hits a fly ball into center field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0 for 1 in the game. Singleton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ordonez moves to third. Carlos Lee is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lee is 0 for 1 in the game. Lee hits a pop-up towards short. Bordick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Norton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Singleton. The throw from Johnson and he is safe. Singleton steals second. Greg Norton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Norton is 0 for 1 in the game. Norton takes first base on ball 4. Mark Johnson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Surhoff settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Ryan Minor is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Minor is 0 for 1 in the game. Minor hits a line drive into left field. Lee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Rabiule is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Rabiule is 0 for 1 in the game. Rabiule hits a fly ball into center field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Anderson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rabiule scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Craig Wilson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Wilson is 0 for 2 in the game. Wilson hits a fly ball into center field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ordonez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ordonez hits a fly ball into center field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Bordick is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Bordick hits a fly ball into left field. Lee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Surhoff is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Surhoff hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Orioles. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bell is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Bell strikes out. Two outs. Jeff Conine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conine is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Conine hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Conurco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Paul Konerko batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Konerko is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Konerko hits a line drive into center field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Singleton hits a pop-up into center field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlos Lee is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Lee is 0-for-2 in the game. Lee hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Surhoff. Lee reaches second base with a double. Greg Norton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Norton is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Norton takes first base on ball 4. Mark Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Surhoff settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the White Sox 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Charles Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wilson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rich Amarill is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Amarill is 0-for-2 in the game. Amarill hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ryan Miner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Amarill. The throw from Johnson and he is safe. Amarill steals second. Ryan Miner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Miner is 0-for-2 in the game. Miner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Norton fields it and throws to first for the out. Amarill moves to third. Two outs. Jeff Rabule is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Rabule is 0-for-2 in the game. Rabule takes first base on ball 4. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Anderson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Anderson hits a fly ball into center field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Durham is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Durham hits a fly ball into right field. Amarill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Craig Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Wilson is 0-for-3 in the game. Wilson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Rabule settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rabule scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the White Sox 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Bordick is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Bordick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Surhoff is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Surhoff hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ordonez. Surhoff reaches second base with a double. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Bell is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Bell is walked intentionally. Jeff Conine is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Konien is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Konien hits a line drive into right field. Ordonez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charles Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Johnson is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Corsi now pitching. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ordonez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ordonez hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Rebule settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Konerko is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Konerko hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Caruso pinch runs for Paul Konerko. Chris Singleton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Singleton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Singleton is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Carlos Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Lee hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Caruso moves to second. Greg Norton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Norton is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Norton hits a line drive towards short. Bordick can't make a play. That's a base hit. Caruso moves to third. Lee moves to second. Mark Johnson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 3 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Corsi fields the ball and can't make a play. That's a base hit. Caruso scores. There goes Lee trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Norton moves to second. It's White Sox, 4, Orioles, 4. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Orioles 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Bill Simas now pitching. Greg Norton now playing first base. Craig Wilson now playing third base. Mike Caruso now playing shortstop. Rich Amaral is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amaral is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Amaral hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Delino DeShields pinch hits for Ryan Minor. Delino DeShields is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. DeShields takes first base on ball 4. Jeff Rebule is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Rebule is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Rebule hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. DeShields moves to third. Jesus Pena now pitching. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Anderson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Anderson strikes out. 2 outs. Sean Lowe now pitching. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bordick is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Bordick hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Orioles 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Timlin now pitching. Delino DeShields now playing second base. Jeff Rebule now playing third base. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Durham is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Durham takes first base on ball 4. Craig Wilson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Timlin fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Timlin. Durham moves to third. Craig Wilson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Wilson is 0 for 4 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Thomas is walked intentionally. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ordonez is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Ordonez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Durham scores. Thomas moves to second. It's 5-4, White Sox. Mike Caruso is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Caruso takes first base on ball 4. Thomas moves to third. Ordonez moves to second. Jesse Orozco now pitching. Chris Singleton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Singleton is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Singleton strikes out. 2 outs. Scott Kamieniecki now pitching. Carlos Lee is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lee is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. DeShields scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Orioles 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Brian Simmons now playing left field. Bob Horry now pitching. B.J. Surhoff batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Surhoff is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Surhoff hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Albert Bell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Bell is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Jeff Conine is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Conine is 0 for 3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Conine is hit by the pitch. Bell moves to second. Harold Baines pinch hits for Charles Johnson. Harold Baines batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Baines hits a line drive into right field. Ordonez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bell moves to third. 2 outs. Derek May pinch hits for Rich Amaral. Derek May is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. May hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bell scores. Conine moves to second. It's White Sox, 5, Orioles, 5. Delino DeShields is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. DeShields is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. DeShields strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Orioles 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Derek May now playing right field. Mike Figgia now catching. Doug Johns now pitching. Greg Norton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Norton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Norton is called out on strikes. 1 out. Brooke Fordyce pinch hits for Mark Johnson. Brooke Fordyce is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Fordyce hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Anderson. Fordyce reaches second base with a double. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Durham is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Durham hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fordyce moves to third. Craig Wilson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Wilson is 0 for 5 in the game. Wilson strikes out. 2 outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. With 3 walks. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Durham moves to second. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. The ball gets by Figa for a passed ball. Fordyce scores. Durham moves to third. Thomas moves to second. It's 6-5, White Sox. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ordonez is 2 for 5 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Ordonez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Surhoff throws the ball into Rebule, who relays the ball to DeShields, who tags Ordonez trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Durham scores. Thomas scores. It's 8-5, White Sox. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Orioles 5. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooke Fordyce now catching. Keith Folk now pitching. Jeff Rebule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rebule is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rebule hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Ordonez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Anderson is 1 for 5 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Anderson hits a line drive into center field. That will be extra bases. Singleton fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Singleton. Anderson moves to third. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bordick is 2 for 5 in the game, with 2 singles. Bordick hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Fordyce settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Surhoff is 3 for 5 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Surhoff hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Durham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 8, and Baltimore Orioles, 5. Goodbye from Oriole Park at Camden Yards in Baltimore.